called for unity. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have to see each other not as enemies, but as fellow Americans. We're good people.
President Biden got cheered for that as he called the state of our union strong, but he also got booed.
Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's the majority.
Some even yelled liar, as the president also touted inflation going down and unemployment at a 54-year low.
The president says the job is not finished as he laid out new proposals on prescription drug prices, immigration reform, an assault weapons ban, and corporate tax increases. The president travels to Wisconsin today as part of an effort to grow support for his economic agenda.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new governor of Arkansas, gave the Republican response, calling the president unfit for office.
Woman to lead my state, and he's the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't even tell you what a woman is.
Now back to the president. He also led a standing ovation for Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations.
We're going to stand with you as long as it takes.
That's the ambassador to the U.S. getting a standing ovation, and the current president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, visiting Britain for the first time today. The number of deaths in earthquake-devastated Turkey and Syria now tops 11,000 as searchers keep going through the rubble.
There aren't enough moments like these, and there aren't enough people to make them happen.
Easy, easy, easy.
Come on. Israeli rescuers pull two survivors from the ruins of a home in Turkey. Turkey now has 60,000 aid personnel in the earthquake zone, but many people are still waiting for help.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
President Biden also called for policing reform in the State of the Union address last night as he acknowledged Tyree Nichols' mother and stepfather. They got a standing ovation. Nichols died last month in Memphis after a police beating.
There's no words to describe the heartache or grief of losing a child. But imagine. Imagine if you lost that child at the hands of the law.
Five now ex-Memphis cops are charged with murder. A New York City police officer shot while off duty the other day, taken off life support.
NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell tweeted confirmation of Officer Adeed Fayez's death, calling him a protector of our great city. Officer Fayez was shot while with a relative Saturday to inquire about a car for sale. The alleged gunman, Randy Jones, is currently in custody. When the arrest was made Monday, detectives used the fallen officer's handcuffs to restrain Jones. Officer Fayez leaves behind a wife and two young children. He had been with the NYPD for 5 years. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Another retailer shutting more stores.
Just a week after announcing the closure of 87 locations, the battered home goods retailer is shuttering 150 more stores as it attempts to stay afloat. The announcement comes after Bed Bath & Beyond said it had raised about $1 billion through an offering of equities to stave off bankruptcy. Bed Bath & Beyond has been reducing its footprint dramatically over the past year, and according to a regulatory filing, it will have shuttered more than 400 stores, including the remaining 50 standalone Harmon Face Value stores, which sells beauty and household products. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down. History made on the basketball court in L.A.
The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James.
The call on TNT, LeBron James passed the all-time scoring leader Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was watching courtside. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.